WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 57 degrees. There is a dense fog advisory until 10 a.m., so just be aware if you are out on the roads. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners have approved spending $277,000 for 10 new law enforcement vehicles. All will be Ford Explorers, a model that was taken off the streets earlier this year in Austin and Galveston. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the reason carbon monoxide gas got inside those vehicles was due to the installation of aftermarket parts.
And it's not anything from a factory level. So we're very confident that if we don't do the same mistakes that agency made, then we will not have that problem.
8 Explorers were purchased for the sheriff's office and 1 apiece for constables in precincts 1 and 2. College Station Police has learned the identity of human remains found 10 days ago in the area of Welburn Road and Navarro Drive. 30-year-old Stephen Roman of College Station was last seen September 12th and was reported missing on November 7th. Lieutenant Craig Anderson says the cause of death has not been determined.
Medical examiner, if he sees anything that's out of place or something unusual, will contact our detective division and they will do a follow-up investigation from there.
That is one of 2 cases that CSPD is asking for public assistance. Another is multiple reports of graffiti spray painting around the city.
This particular graffiti is something that we haven't seen before, and so sometimes it may be a person that has moved into the area from another place around the country or from another state.
Photos and locations of the graffiti are online at WTAW.com. More than 400 golfers recently participated in the Play Hooky for Harvey fundraising event at Miramont Country Club. General Manager Aaron Dawson says golfers came from all over the state.
We were blown away, though, with how awesome everybody was, how thankful they were, the response, and then the way that our team here really gave everybody the Miramont experience.
Dawson says the golf event raised more than $53,000 and the Adam Corporation and American Momentum Bank contributed $100,000. A check was presented to One America Appeal yesterday to assist families in need after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma's. The second day back to school after Thanksgiving break for those at Bryan's new Sol Ross Elementary included dealing with a water line break. Bryan ISD reported the only issue from the break on the city side of the water line was manual operation of restroom toilets. There was no interruption in classrooms or in meal service. Repairs from Monday afternoon's break to the water supply line were completed yesterday afternoon. Congressman Joe Barton, whose district used to include Brazos County, faces more political pressure a week after a nude photo was released on Twitter. The chairman of the Republican Party in Tarrant County, Tim O'Hare, says Barton should resign and not seek re-election.
By him being on the ballot, it could create multiple issues and problems for our down-ballot races.
And Barton has drawn a primary opponent, Texas Veterans Commission member Jake Elzey, along with 3 Democratic opponents. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 57 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want to own the number one selling tractor in Texas? Get a Kubota at WC Tractor. The Kubota L2501 comes with a tough diesel engine and available front loader and backhoe. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Come see WC Tractor at one of our 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com. Now through December 31st, 2017, only terms and conditions of Kubota standard limited warranty apply. For warranty terms, see Kubota's limited warranty at KubotaUSA.com or authorized Kubota dealers.
Come run away to the circus with the Junior League of Bryan College Station. We cordially invite you to join us Saturday, December 2nd at the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field for Charity Ball 2017. Enjoy dinner and dance the night away under the big top to the musical talents of the Royal Dukes Band. Have your photo taken under the lights of Kyle and don't miss the chance for a one-of-a-kind live auction. All proceeds raised during the event benefit the children and youth of Bryan College Station. Tickets and event information are available now at jlbcs.org.
This year, Blue Baker and Bryan Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Little paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three Blue Baker restaurants in College Station. Choose your angel, shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 13th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 6:10. It's a little foggy out there, so it's been foggier, but anyway, just be aware. Let's do weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
Any low cloudiness and patchy fog will give way to partial sunshine for today. Temperatures, they'll be somewhere between 70 and 75 this afternoon. Tonight, generally clear, cool, 45 to 50 overnight. We'll have a nice day tomorrow. Abundant sunshine should be comfortable as well. High 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, lows 45 to 50. Sunshine's back during the day Friday, and highs will be near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the longest-tenured head coach in Texas A&M is resigning. Lori Corbelli will be leaving the Aggie volleyball program. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And, boy, over 25 years, both her and her husband, John Corbelli, the associate head coach, have accomplished a lot. We will touch on that, as well as Aggie women's hoops got a big win last night, but still Coach Gary Blair is never satisfied.
Our goal was to go in and make sure our starters were not playing 30 minutes in this game, and so I played a lot of people. Got a little bit sloppy, but it was getting sloppy with my first group in there early.
And so we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. And, whenever you win as big as they did last night, again, it was a huge victory over Prairie View A&M, 98-70. I mean, what do you got to find the little things to complain about, right? So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach, as well as leading scorer Kyla Hilsman, and touch on some hockey and some college football. That coaching carousel continues to spin around. All that more coming up in sports.
It does. Well, now, I remember that one time he was happy. That was in 2011, right?
Yeah, he did the Dougie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because he won.
And you guys know that my weekly interview segment with him has begun.
Yep.
It's begun again, so it'll be on Tuesdays on the Clip Howard Show.
Okay.
And this week he gave a movie review, so.
He's a movie person, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He is.
Okay. Well, what was the movie pick this week?
It was Wonder.
Oh, did you like it, I guess?
He loved it.
Okay.
Yep, said it was great.
Okay.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, so.
All right.
You get a little bit of everything in those interviews, let me tell ya. Life lessons with Gary.
That's okay. I mean, he supports other – well, I mean, I can remember being at things where he had a game that night and he would be there, or he had a game earlier that day and he'll be at some function at night, or, you know, he'd just gotten back from somewhere.
He works it.
He is fully involved.
It was pretty funny. I walked into his office before the interview – and as soon as I walked in, he had one of our stations on the radio, and my voice was on. And so, you know, it said something like, "This is Chelsea Reber, da da da." And I said, "Oh, perfect timing. I just let the radio introduce myself."
There you go. Exactly. So there. All right. Well, anyhow, that's good. I'm glad things are going well for them. So the police of Bangor, Maine, want you to know that they're just regular people, too.
Yeah,
sure.
So, I mean, that's what Facebook is for, to just kind of reach out in a non-official capacity. You know, we all live pretty much in the same zip code. So Lieutenant Tim Cotton wrote on the station's Facebook page that there are some rules for people to follow when dealing with the police. And so just to kind of help out, and again, it's true in Bangor, Maine, but it's probably true here as well. So things to help you when dealing with the police.
Okay.
When you see a cop, don't say, "I didn't do it."
Okay? That's probably.
Yeah. Do not point at your friend and say, "He or she did it."
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do not tell your children, quote, "We're going to arrest them if they don't behave."
Oh.
Because, you know.
Because then they get scared of the police.
Right.
Yeah. And parents
will do that. If you're drunk, you don't have to tell a cop. They can tell.
I'm drunk.
If you're not drunk, don't tell us that either.
Okay. I'm not drunk.
Yeah. Please don't tell a cop that you didn't speed today or that you've never had a ticket.
Can I have a sticker?
Who just walks up to a cop and talks about all this?
Well,
I mean,
no,
seriously.
I think that's if you get pulled over.
Okay.
And I want to thank the constable who didn't give me a ticket yesterday, by the way, since I was going too fast on the access route.
Scott.
I know. But that's okay. He or she did not, so I appreciate that.
That is nice.
Anyway, so tell the cop that you didn't. Don't tell the cop that you didn't speed today, or that you have never had a ticket. If the officer is in line for lunch with you, smile and say hello. This is the end of this post.
So, really?
There you go.
I figured it was going to be don't cry if you get pulled over.
Well, that too. That's probably.
Sometimes you just can't help it.
Really?
And sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
Info.
Mation.
You had a lot going on in your life. Exactly. That's what caused you to speed, and now you're going to get a ticket for that.
Don't flirt with the cop. Don't cry. All things that I've tried.
Yep.
Still got a ticket.
All things that I've tried. Scott, did you tell the constable that it was the access road's fault?
Well, no, he didn't stop me. That's what I mean. He didn't even
stop me.
Outstanding.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so it's nicer outside today, but we're going to have northwest winds later on today, and it's not going to get quite as
warm. Man, though, I usually beat the fog, and I did not this morning. It was really intense even when I was coming to work.
Like San Francisco out there.
Yeah, something like that. You know, yesterday was such a spectacular day. I mean, you could drive around with the windows down. It was just, it was really, really nice.
You can speed down the access road with your windows down.
Because I've never done that before.
Yeah, I know.
So I was really fortunate. And they may have been texting, who knows, or Facebooking or but I appreciate that. Anyhow, about 73 for the next few days, and winds will shift around later on today out of the northwest. So it'll feel a little bit different, but at some point, we do need the cold weather to get here, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you got to kind of get into the spirit of things.
Well, good luck with that, with the global warming stuff.
Yeah, well, later on today, we have a comet thing. We have a comet story.
Oh, yeah.
Or an asteroid
space
story
news.
Or yep.
Awesome.
This is day 333. We got 32 to go. It's Square
That's
Dance.
Crazy.
It is Square Dance Day.
Okay.
Square Dance Day, if you want to do that. Electronic. I beg your pardon?
Little Cotton Eye Joe. That's what.
Well, Cotton Eye Joe works as long as it's the family-friendly version. You know, just saying. It was on this date in 1988 that patent number 4,787,160 was issued to Lawrence Balsama of Roselle, Illinois, for his greeting card confection delivery system, which was an air suction process that would shower confetti on the person when they opened the greeting card.
Oh, wow.
Thus, today is Electronic Greeting Card Day.
Ah.
When you open those things up.
And it sings you a song.
See, my grandma puts actual confetti in greeting cards.
Oh.
And then when you open them, it is. But it's fun. It's festive.
Well, now that you know it, it's okay.
Right.
Just do it.
Now,
open it
now,
over,
yeah,
over
exactly.
A hard surface.
The first year of it, you still got a little surprised every time.
Yeah.
But you open it horizontally as opposed to vertically.
Right. Yeah. Correct.
In the beginning, the electronic greeting card would, just play a tune that lasted about 15 seconds. And now, I mean, they'll go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And, part of that technology, of course, brought us.
I don't know if I've ever received an electronic greeting card.
Oh, really?
I've received invitations.
Okay.
But
they were electronic? Really?
Well, so like, now, I guess, let me look and
wait,
see.
Wait,
this
we're
is
not,
electronic, not I it's think, not a card that you open up. Okay,
we're,
no.
Oh, we're,
this
talk,
is all,
we're talking online.
This is all online.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, at least I knew what I was talking about.
Right. No, well, she did. Yeah, I got confused.
You were talking about the singing greeting
cards. That's what I like, yeah.
Oh, those are fun. Yeah, no, those are great.
The other kind of electronics.
Right. The other kind of electronics.
Today is National Package Protection Day.
Oh, that's important.
It's the Wednesday after Thanksgiving to encourage homeowners to stay alert and protect their homes against package theft.
Oh.
Now, what was it, 2 weeks ago that Amazon came up, or 3 weeks ago Amazon came up with this idea where the delivery person can actually come
into
your home.
Inside your house, yeah.
Which I don't think anybody's really comfortable
with. I don't know
about
that. Yep. Have you all seen the commercials for that product called Ring, though? Where it's like, and they're really funny commercials.
They are.
You get the video, the surveillance video on your phone, and then you can actually talk to, you know, you can send your voice out, I guess, over. And so they're talking to the people who are being nosy up on their step.
Trying to be misbehaviors.
Yep. Greetings, human.
Yeah, so I'm going to go look this up. I just saw a snippet over the weekend that Amazon, I think, is giving people an opportunity to have the boxes not have Amazon on them on the outside.
Oh, okay.
So that you know, of course,
right.
If you're going to have somebody steal something, they're maybe not going to drive through a neighborhood looking for Amazon boxes.
Is this an Amazon product that's in here?
Yeah. Oh, then you find out it's like fish food or something.
Right. I was going to say, and the thing is, like, Amazon, it sells so much.
Yeah, could be anything.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Not the same as if it said, like, Burberry on the outside.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you get BarkBox to do that too, for people still.
The BarkBox, yeah.
Because Coda would never understand.
Oh my gosh,
no.
Poor thing.
Coda,
she'd be so sad.
Okay, it's National Lemon Cream Pie Day.
Mm.
You know, once in a while. I don't know about, you know, if it doesn't have the meringue, I'm not sure what that's about.
No.
The Customer is Wrong Day. I kind of like that.
Yeah. Right.
And there are plenty of people out there who are in retail who probably feel that way too.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's nothing like them coming in, shopping in your store, and go, oh, that's very nice. I think I'll go buy it online. Yeah, okay. Throw Your Leftovers Out Day. Today's the day to do that.
Okay.
And they're going to light the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Tonight, that's probably on TV. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Russell Wilson is turning 29. Quarterback of the Seattle
Seahawks. He's my quarterback.
Oh, is that right? On your team? Oh, okay.
He's been
there
doing
go.
Pretty good here right. of late.
He has.
I've got him in one of my leagues. Lucas Black is turning 35. He's the guy with the accent.
That guy.
Actor. Yeah. The actor with the accent. He was in Sling Blade. He was a kid.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, he's turning 35 today.
Oh, he was on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. He was in Friday Night Lights, okay. Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. He's in NCIS New Orleans.
Yeah.
Anna Faris is turning 41 today. Uh-huh. For a Scary Movie. She's in that CBS comedy,
she
Mom.
She is so funny.
Yeah, well,
one of my favorite Christmas movies is called Just Friends, okay. And she's in that with Ryan Reynolds, she's just really funny.
And she's no longer married, or not going to be longer married.
Oh,
she's breaking up with Chris Pratt, so there you go. Chadwick Boseman is turning 41. Now, he plays the Black Panther. I've seen previews for that movie, by the way, that's coming up, Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
It should be good. It's coming up in February.
Okay.
Also play Jackie Robinson in 42. Brian Baumgartner is turning 45. Now, he's Kevin on The Office.
Okay.
And apparently also a pretty good basketball player. He's the most athletic of The Office cast.
Really?
That's the word on the street.
SMU grad.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I did not know that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle is turning 53.
All
now,
right.
Of course, he's an Iron Man. A lot of stuff.
Done
Hotel
a lot
Rwanda,
of things,
Crash. Andrew McCarthy is turning 55. St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink, Less Than Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay.
Tom Sizemore is turning 56
I believe
today.
That his full name would be Troubled Actor, Tom Sizemore.
Yes, but
things not going well.
He's a good actor, though.
Yeah, okay.
Kathy Moriarty is turning 57.
Uh-huh.
Played Vicky LaMotta in Raging Bull, for any fans of that movie. It's a great movie. Howie Mandel, we were just talking about him.
Yesterday. Right.
Yeah, he's turning 62 today.
Well, fist bump, you know, is a germaphobe.
Right,
yeah, right.
He doesn't like hugs or handshakes.
62, though. Joel Cohen is turning 63. Of course, he and his brother Ethan wrote and directed Fargo.
Pretty good.
Raising Arizona, you were talking about that.
Pretty good.
The Big Lebowski.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jerry the King Lawler is turning 68. Now, you remember him, of course, from that fight he had with Andy Kaufman on David Letterman back in the day. That may or may not have been fake. We don't know.
We're not sure.
Chick Mangione is turning 77.
Wow.
Plays the flugelhorn.
He does.
Flugelhorn's like a trumpet, but with a softer Richard sound, by the way.
Okay.
And Vin Scully, who's ready for some Dodgers baseball.
Just about the best.
That's my best about Vin the best. Impersonation. He's turning 90 today.
All right,
wow. That's all I got for birthdays.
All right, 625.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the mainstream left-wing media has proven over and over again that nothing is off limits when it comes to the Trump administration. Now, last week, Trump press secretary Sarah Sanders tweeted a photo of a chocolate pecan pie that she made on Thanksgiving. April Ryan, White House press corps member, CNN political analyst, then trolled Sanders on social media, writing, quote, "Show it to us on a table. I'm not trying to be funny, but folks are already saying Piegate, fake pie. Show it to us on the table with folks eating it and a picture of you cooking it." Well, the only thing fake here is the accusation from April Ryan. Now, what else should we expect from fake news, CNN, and their commentators?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My friends at LifeLock.com, they want to remind you there is a lot more to identity theft than you may have thought. Now, monitoring your credit or checking your bank statements may offer you some protection, but they only offer a limited view of what's actually going on with your identity. Now, you may not be able to detect if your personal information is for sale, for example, on the dark web, or if someone gets a payday loan in your name, or even if a thief is taking over your 401k or your bank account. But that's why there's LifeLock.com. Now, they use proprietary technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, well, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it for you. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business, but with LifeLock, they're by far the best. Well, you'll see more identity threats than you may otherwise miss. Join now. You get a 10% discount just by using the promo code Hannity. 1-800-LIFELOCK or lifelock.com. Promo code Hannity to save 10%. That's lifelock.com.
Good morning, 627. Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High today is going to be about probably 73 or so. Winds are going to shift around out of the northwest probably a little bit later on this morning at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Problem right now is we've got a dense fog advisory. That's going on until about 10 o'clock this morning, so be prepared for that. 48 for a low tonight. And then we'll do probably that lower 70s thing, and as far as the highs are concerned, and then lows right around 50 all the way through the weekend and on to about Monday, it looks like. So we'll see. Right now, winds out of the west at 5 as they shift around. 96% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies, and it's 57.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth, plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. DHL says it has pre-ordered 10 of Tesla's semi-trucks, joining a growing list of large transportation companies looking to test the all-electric vehicles. DHL Supply Chain, which handles logistics operations for retailers and manufacturers, intends to use the heavy-duty Tesla trucks for shuttle runs and same-day customer deliveries in major U.S. cities. Tesla says the first truck models would hit the road in 2019 and run up to 500 miles on a single charge. Sony has unleashed its first puppy-shaped robot in more than a decade. The new robot, which costs about $1,700, features improved artificial intelligence software and enhanced motors and sensors that help the robot better resemble a real dog. New owners will also need to pay about $25 a month for cloud services to provide their devices with remote updates. You can also pay $25 for a plastic bone the dog can retrieve and carry around. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 57 degrees and foggy. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The identity of human remains found in College Station 10 days ago has been released. Lieutenant Craig Anderson says the cause of how 30-year-old Stephen Roman of College Station died has not been determined.
There's no danger to the public. Right now, we're just waiting for more information from the medical examiner, and we really have no more information to pass along at this time.
The remains were found on the 18th. Roman was reported on the 7th, and he was last seen September 12th. CSPD is also looking for those responsible for at least 6 cases of graffiti spray painted at various locations around the city.
In my experience, I have never seen these symbols before, or what any of the numbers or boxes or anything like that or circles may mean. And so this is something that we're just trying to follow up on and try to get an idea of what it represents.
Photos and locations of the graffiti are online at WTAW.com. Earlier this year, at least 2 law enforcement agencies in Texas dealt with officers who were injured from carbon monoxide poisoning inside Ford Explorer patrol vehicles. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says because the problems were traced to how aftermarket parts were installed, there was no hesitation to purchase the SUVs for his department.
Here in Brazos County, our purchasing agent, along with the sheriff's office and our fleet maintenance folks, have studied the issue. We have also reviewed Ford's assessment of it, and so now we know what their recommendations are, and we'll follow those and should not have a problem.
County commissioners yesterday approved the purchase of 10 Explorers at a cost of $277,000.
It really depends on where these get assigned, but if they go into the patrol division, they'll catch a lot of miles quickly, and so we'd like to see those cars rotated out of the patrol division when they reach over 100,000 miles. That's typically within 3 years we're looking for a replacement for a patrol vehicle.
8 of the 10 are going to the sheriff's office, and 1 apiece are for constables in precincts 1 and 2. There will not be an announcement about the next Texas A&M head football coach during tomorrow's Board of Regents meeting. The A&M system updated its meeting notice yesterday, adding the Regents will not consider any action following a discussion behind closed doors. A check was presented to One America Appeal yesterday from the recent Play Hooky for Harvey fundraiser at Miramont Country Club. General Manager Aaron Dawson says the golf event raised more than $53,000.
The unbelievable part was we expected and knew that Mr. Adam was going to mash, but then he came through and said, hey, here's $100,000.
Dawson says the money will assist families in need after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma.
Purposefully, we wanted to not be the first person. We wanted to do something later because there is still a need. And so to be able to give back both in the Houston community where we do business and also in Florida where we do business, I think that was incredible, and hopefully it'll all get put to good use.
Dawson says more than 400 golfers participated, coming from all over the state. Hurricane Harvey has put more pressure on the business of building new homes in Texas. Doug McMurray with the Associated General Contractors says an overall lack of skilled labor workers means many have headed to the Gulf Coast, where the high-paying jobs are.
The shortage of skilled workers in the construction field is a perennial problem. It's only been made worse by the hurricanes.
McMurray also says because of the storm, prices on building supplies have also gone up, which has also contributed to slowing construction. Students and staff at Bryan's new Sol Ross Elementary School went about their business yesterday with minimal issues from a water line break. Bryan ISD officials say the break took place on the city side of the line Monday afternoon, and service was restored yesterday afternoon. According to an email parents received from Principal Christina Brunson, there was no disruption to classrooms or meal service. A district spokesman says restroom toilets were manually operated. The federal tax reform proposal continues working its way through the Senate.
As long as people are willing to work in good faith and we'll come up with alternative solutions to try to address their concerns, I think we will have a great victory at the end of this week.
Comments from Texas Senator John Cornyn came ahead of the Senate Budget Committee approving the Republican plan yesterday by a 12-11 vote. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 57 degrees. You can be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. But does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, now celebrating 9 years in business. Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Come check out our anniversary specials at Tower Point and College Station. Let us clean up your vehicle for the upcoming holidays. You don't want your family to see a dirty car. To thank you, we are slashing our pricing so every car can get dressed up for the holidays. Need an oil change? Get a free car wash. American Lube Centers, our priority is you. Every customer, every vehicle, now 9 years in business.
Good morning, it's 6:37 in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. We got some weather for you, as a matter of fact. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure continues to build our way. It'll turn the weather partly sunny after any low clouds and patchy fog lift today. Temperatures, they'll range from 70 to 75 through the afternoon. Clear skies are in the forecast for tonight, 45 to 50. Sunshine for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, 45 to 50 degrees. It'll be sunny on Friday. Highs on Friday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Lori Corbelli has resigned as the head volleyball coach at Texas A&M following 25 years in Aggieland. Both her and her husband, John Corbelli, who was the associate head coach, came to Aggieland in 1993. They oversaw 20 NCAA tournament appearances, two Elite Eight appearances. We'll talk more about her departure coming up, as well as Aggie Women's Hoops got a big win last night. Prairie View A&M, Kyla Hillsman scored 20 points.
This game I really focused on not taking jump hooks so much because those aren't falling for me right now. I think two of my misses came from jump hooks, so I've tried to go baseline more.
We'll hear more from Kyla as well as Coach Gary Blair coming up and looking at the new college football playoff poll. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. We'll talk to Congressman Bill Flores later on this morning about the Senate tax thing, see if that works or not. Okay, so the heat getting turned up on John Conyers. John Conyers has been a congressman for 52 years.
Jeez.
52 years, since 1965. And there's more trouble.
Her name's Deanna Marr. She says it happened three times between 1997 and 99. The last one, according to Marr, took place in a very public setting, a town hall meeting in his home district of Detroit. Listen to how she described it in an interview on CNN.
He stuck his hand up my dress.
What?
And whispered in my ear,
Wow, you've got great looking legs.
Now, Conyers is a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus, and some of his colleagues are reportedly pressing him to resign. But the caucus's chairman is not one of them. He says he met with Conyers and told him that any decision to resign before the ethics investigation is complete is up to him and him alone.
That's right, because we're not going to take the political heat if you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And basically what Conyers has said is, if I'm going down, I'm taking others with me. So, see, I mean, we knew what was going on up there. We might not have known how widespread.
This isn't, this whole, all of this is just insane.
Yep. And then
it's
crazy. It is. And then we got this.
Former director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
That's not it. I got a drunk congressman story.
Oh,
all
nice.
Right, here we go.
Congressman Rahul Grijalva. And according to the Washington Times, which broke the story, back in 2015, one of his staffers threatened a lawsuit claiming that the Arizona Democrat was drunk on the job and creating a hostile work environment. Grijalva is acknowledging the payment, but he also says that he did nothing wrong and he's demanding an apology.
Wait a minute. He was drunk on the job and he didn't do anything wrong.
Drunk on the job.
And created.
That's okay, right?
Yeah, created an environment that was hostile in his office. But he didn't do anything wrong.
And he wants an apology.
Yeah.
The severance funds came out of my committee's operating budget. Every step of the process was handled ethically and appropriately. But there was a $48,000 payout funded ultimately by taxpayers.
Again, we paid for it.
Yeah.
He got drunk, created a hostile environment.
Yeah.
And we paid for it.
See, that's, to me, that is insane. I thought whenever you were talking about, I thought, all of the congressmen kind of put their money into some little pot.
Yeah. Right.
Saying,
yeah.
Okay, well, this is what we'll do in case somebody.
To help each other
kinda
out.
Like, yeah, kind of like union dues, so
got
to speak.
Got your back, bro. Got your back.
But yeah. Now I see that they're our union dues.
Right, it's our money. Yeah. Exactly, that paid for their little club.
Well,
so.
And then this is crazy. I just saw this. Matt Lauer.
What? Yeah, oh, that's good. We got.
Do you have
wait,
that?
This is
oh, yeah, this is breaking.
Breaking news. So, yeah, Zach came in a couple of minutes ago and dropped that bombshell on us.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they had to talk about this morning, huh? Yeah. They've already talked about it on the show?
Yeah.
I do have the audio.
Oh, well, Matt.
Go ahead. Zach have it?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of audio here.
Okay,
so this is Shannon Guthrie, I believe, who is his co-host.
Savannah,
speaking this morning.
Okay.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Today. And Hoda's here with me at this morning because this is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he has been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are met with consequences, no matter who the offender. We are deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it in as transparent a manner as we can. That is the statement from our chairman, Andy Lack, and we just learned this moments ago, just this morning. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are devastated and we are still processing all of this. And I will tell you right now, we do not know more than what I just shared with you, but we will be covering this story as reporters, as journalists.
Okay.
I'm sure we will be learning more details in the hours and days to come.
Uh-huh.
And we promise we will share that with you.
Because we want to know.
Right.
Well, how about just they fired him and that's fine. Now, here's the deal. I mean, if what that guy said is true and accurate, meaning that they were just told about it last night and they've already fired him.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty dang bad and pretty damning evidence.
Well, and that's exactly, and that's they said it. It made it seem like this was not an isolated incident. And you have to know that every politician, every celebrity has got to be on edge right now.
Yep.
Because at this point, they're just taking out anyone who has allegations against them
because
they just can't afford to have that.
Yeah, it's obviously on the tip of everybody's tongue. And I'm not saying that it was a small thing or people took it lightly before, but obviously
right
now
it's in
everyone is under a microscope.
Oh, yeah.
Which
does call into question the whole idea of due process once again.
Yes, yes.
And we talked about this before, really before this stuff broke, having to do with going all the way back to any kind of a situation really on a college campus where in most cases it was a female who would make a an accusation against a male. And the due process basically was you're out of school.
Right.
Which is not really the way that it works in the real world. But now we're to the, and we'd seen it with educators and students, you know, that kind of situation, coaches and athletes, those kind of things have happened for a long, long time. But now, it is in the forefront.
Well, and the thing is, like, you're being fired for something that obviously is very public, as it should be, but now good luck. Even if it comes out and says, well, the accusations, we're not really sure, good luck finding a job anytime soon. That, you know, we've seen that in coaching, anyone associated, hell, right now with the Greg Schiano thing, associated with Penn State, he wasn't even found guilty because of any of
that. Yeah, that's a he said
thing.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with a lot of talking pundits when they say Tennessee was upset about that hiring, I think, from strictly a football standpoint.
Oh, yeah, and they just used that.
Then when they found out about that, because, look, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of allegations. As you talked about, I mean, it's a national thing right now.
Right.
But, you know, when people looked at – when you ran up on the evidence and what was said about Greg Schiano, it was very – it didn't hold a lot of water, it seemed like. I mean, yeah, the allegations were there. He denied them, but it was one of the, it was like double hearsay. I mean, the guy basically said, well, this guy told me that he saw him. And so it's hard whenever that's the best evidence you have against somebody. But that being said, I think Tennessee just kind of used that as an excuse. Yeah, once they said, yeah, we don't want this guy.
Yeah. The point is just once these allegations, these accusations come out, I mean,
very it's hard to clear
your very, name. Very hard to clear name or even just disassociate yourself with it. Even if you clear your name, technically, people will still remember about that.
They and remember
that's what
you.
So,
for the
and that's what social media has done even more so of a job now.
Very true. So Matt was making, up until today, $25 million a year.
Jeez.
Do you do a severance package on that, or you just say, hey, you're out the door?
I would assume if you get fired for what he did, that you're not going to get any money.
Right.
And again, be part of his contract.
Right. So serious discussions there going on at the old 30 Rock yesterday, and Matt Lauer is out at the Today Show as of this morning, 6:47.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's that time again. Producers Expo 2017, Saturday, December 2nd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus, valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2017 on Saturday, December 2nd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Gardeners focus rather specifically once temperatures start to fall. Nurseryman and garden talk show hosts will concur. You can boil the most frequently asked questions down to a precious few this time of the year. The most asked questions of the fall. That'll be the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. There's a lot of talk these days about Made in America. Well, let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for more than 85 years. It's Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. They're made right here by people who care about quality, both in materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the USA, and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's certain to be a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products and you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary hard-working folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. Visit MuellerInc.com or go to one of the 33 locations. That's MuellerInc.com. Mueller, made in America, made to last. So I'm dealing with the frequently asked questions of the fall. I'll start with this one. How can I get my banana tree through the winter? Most banana plants will survive most winters in much of the state of Texas. You might surmise from that comment that there are no guarantees, and I'll guarantee that's correct. However, your best course would be to let the frost kill your plant to the ground and then cover it with several inches of leaves as a mulch. Keep them covered with the mulch all winter. They should come back next spring. What do I do with my caladiums now that their leaves have died back to the ground? Well, the short and best answer is to let them freeze and go away. They are quite difficult to store successfully. However, if you want to try, and everybody tries once, dig them at once, let them dry for several days in the garage. Do not wash the soil from the tubers. Dust them with a fungicide, and then layer them in shallow boxes filled with dry perlite or dry sawdust. Store them indoors at 65 degrees until April. Many will come back, although with smaller leaves. It's a lot of work for not much result. Can I keep my tropical hibiscus and bougainvillea in the garage over the winter? Well, my opinion is no, it's too cold and too dark in there. If you're going to save them, they're going to require greenhouse-like conditions. That would be full sun and 60 or 65 degree weather. If you have a sunroom that will accommodate them, go for it. Otherwise, nurseries sell them every spring. It might be better just to buy new ones. How many of my annual flowers will reseed or overwinter and come back next spring? Well, the heirloom reseeding types will come back. However, hybrid varieties should not be allowed to germinate and grow the following year. Oh, yeah, they're going to make seed, but that seed will not come true. If you bought a named variety of annual flower at a garden center, or if it came in a 4 or a 6-inch pot and had a color tag with it, chances are quite good that's a hybrid variety that will not come back from seed. What do I do with my mums now that they've finished flowering? Well, you cut the dead flowers and their stems back to within about an inch or two of the ground. You'll see next year stems sprouting out at the bases. They'll survive the winter just fine. Tidy the plants up. They'll take it from there. When can I prune my shrubs and trees? Well, I would suggest waiting until mid to late winter, certainly until after you've had one hard freeze. That's critical. I'm Neil Sperry, the Majesty of Live Oaks in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 6:51. Texas A&M head volleyball coach Lori Corbelli has resigned after 25 years at the helm. Corbelli, along with her husband, associate head coach John Corbelli, came to Aggieland in 1993 and led the Aggs to 519 wins and 252 losses over that time. Their tenure also saw the Maroon and White reach 20 NCAA tournament appearances and 2 Elite Eight appearances. Now, the Aggs did have a down year in 2017, finishing with an overall record of 10-15 and placing 9th in the SEC at 7-11. Number 18 Aggie women's basketball put together its second straight 90-plus point performance last night as it blew past Prairie View A&M 98-70. 4 Aggies scored in double figures, with Kyla Hillsman leading the way with 20 points.
The guards do a good job of giving me the ball in good spots, but sometimes I let the defense push me out the lane, whereas the pass, when they make me a perfect pass, I'm out of position. This game I really focused on not taking jump hooks so much because those aren't falling for me right now. I think 2 of my misses came from jump hooks, so I've tried to go baseline more.
Now, there were plenty of Aggies who got playing time last night. All 11 of them scored at least 3 points, and all 11 Aggies made at least 1 shot from the field. Here's Coach Gary Blair.
Our goal was to go in and make sure our starters were not playing 30 minutes in this game, and so I played a lot of people. Got a little bit sloppy, but it was getting sloppy with my first group in there early. Prairie View didn't give up. I think we were up 28 or so at half. They basically played harder than us in the second half. So when I went to the double low post in the second quarter, I was tired of seeing jump shots. And I wanted to see us pound the ball, and we finally got into the set that I wanted.
And with the win, Coach and the ladies improved to 5-1 on the year and have now rolled off 3 straight. Well, no official word yet on who the next Aggie football coach will be, but another SEC school, Mississippi State, seems to have found its next head man. ESPN's Mark Schlabaugh reports that Penn State offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead has been pegged as the Bulldogs' next head coach. Moorhead will replace Dan Mullen, who was introduced as the head coach at Florida on Monday. Tennessee is still on the hunt. Reports surfaced yesterday that the Volunteers met with Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy, but the Cowboys' head coach took to Twitter last night saying he was a Cowboy for life.
Tennessee hired former Rutgers and Tampa Bay coach Greg Schiano on Sunday, but then rescinded the offer following protests from the Volunteers fan base. Well, plenty of shaking up in this week's college football playoff poll. Clemson is your new number one, followed by Auburn, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. Alabama falls all the way from the top spot to number five, followed by Georgia, Miami, Ohio State, Penn State, and USC. TCU is the only ranked Lone Star team at number 11. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars picked up a rare road win last night, blanking Vegas 3-0. Coach Ken Hitchcock said the Stars were due for a big road victory.
The players are starting to say the right things on the bench that you need to say if you're going to win on the road, and they're helping each other through the difficult periods, and they're correcting themselves on the bench without us doing the work, and that's what we saw two games ago, and that's starting to take place on a daily basis, which is a big step if you're going to win in another team's building.
Radek Foxa collected the hat trick for the Stars, scoring all three of his goals in the second period. After taking yesterday off, all three NBA Lone Star teams are back in action tonight. Houston is at home, playing host to Indiana at 7. Dallas entertains Brooklyn at 7:30, and San Antonio welcomes Memphis to town at 7:30 as well. And in some offseason baseball news, the Texas Rangers have finalized a $4 million deal with free agent right-hander Doug Fister. The 33-year-old Fister started 15 of his 18 games for Boston last season and went 5-9 with a 4.88 ERA. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for the perfect loved one? Miss Tony, Jesse, and the rest of the Montelongos fine jewelry family have been helping people select the perfect gift for 25 years. This Christmas, let Montelongos help you find a dazzling gift from their incredible selection that's in stock and ready to be wrapped. Tis the season with a gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry that's sure to make your loved one's Christmas shine. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry makes the season sparkle. Visit their showroom on University Drive, and Merry Christmas from the Montelongo family to yours.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Santa's Wonderland celebrates 20 years deep in the heart of Christmas.
The lights are so pretty, and it's fun that you just ride through them. Well, the frogs, they would usually jump over in the reindeers. I love riding through the tunnels of lights. I just feel magical. When I leave, I'm actually probably going to beg to stay more because it's really fun there.
Share in the Texas Christmas spirit at Santa's Wonderland, open daily November 10th through January 7th.
Relax, relieve, revive. That's what award-winning Galleria Spa Salon Boutique at Rock Prairie offers. Highlighting relaxation and health and wellness services, Galleria Spa Salon Boutique features all levels of facial, massage, manicure, pedicures, and salon services with a staff that is up to date on the latest trends and state-of-the-art equipment. Remember, GalleriaSpaSalon.com for gift certificate purchases and booking award-winning services. Conveniently located on Rock Prairie Road with extended hours, and look for their new location in early 2018. Galleria Spa Salon Boutique at Century Square.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here you go. This will keep you in shape.
A high-intensity international sport that combines dodgeball, paintball, and archery all into one has now made its way onto fields and gyms in the...
Jeez.
Dodgeball, archery, and what else? Something else? Okay, hear me. Okay.
U.S. It's called Archery Attack.
Okay.
Archery Joey DeSocio began practicing the sport when it started at Georgia's Ninja Quest gym this summer.
Your heart's beating so fast, just trying not to get hit by one of the arrows. So you're just thinking, I need to survive. I want to win this for my team, for me.
Teams of Ninja Warriors have to wear a face mask before the game can begin. Once the clock starts, each competitor has 5 minutes to shoot their opponents or set targets with foam-tipped arrows on the battlefield. Ninja Quest is looking to create leagues in hopes to expand the sport's reach nationwide.
That's okay. Nuts.
Awesome.
Can you imagine getting the kids to do that at
Zach, it
gym?
Sounds right up your alley. Yeah.
I'm watching the video right now. It looks
so
amazing.
Are they little short darts and short guns? Is that how they do it?
No. These are full-fledged arrows with full-fledged bows, but they've got big, almost looks like big padded balls on the end.
Bows and arrows. So they're actually using a bow to draw it back and
yeah.
shoot the arrow.
Yeah.
Archery attack.
Okay.
So it's just like paintball,
your heart's
but you're
so
shooting
fast.
There's a ton of people
you
playing
don't
this
die.
Though.
What
there's
do you
mean, so there's many people. Oh, I mean, well, I'm talking about like there's like 50 people on the course at one time.
Oh, well, that's
there's definitely going to be some friendly fire
well,
there.
Well, so how do you right? How do you know that? That's why paintball, at least with the color of the ball, you know.
They've got color-coded masks, red versus blue.
Yeah.
And it looks like they've got color-coded arrows as well. So there you go.
Adrenaline junkies. Adrenaline junkies.
Archery attack.
Let's you can shoot three of them at one time.
All right. We got a dense fog advisory. Actually, the fog's cleared out, so I don't think we have to worry about that too much. 73 for a high temperature today and probably next few days, as a matter of fact. It's 57 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.